Savitri, page 28 from the top to page 30 at the top. He lived in the mystic space where thought is born, and will is nursed by an ethereal power, and fed on the white milk of the eternal strengths, till it grows into the likeness of a god. In the witnesses' occult rooms with mind-built walls, on hidden interiors, lurking passages opened the windows of the inner sight. He owned the house of undivided time. Lifting the heavy curtain of the flesh, he stood upon a threshold serpent-watched, and peered into gleaming, endless corridors, silent and listening in the silent heart for the coming of the new and the unknown. He gazed across the empty stillnesses and heard the footsteps of the undreamed idea in the far avenues of the beyond. He heard the secret voice, the word that knows, and saw the secret face that is our own. The inner planes uncovered their crystal doors. Strange powers and influences touched his life. A vision came of higher realms than ours, a consciousness of brighter fields and skies, of beings less circumscribed than brief-lived men, and subtler bodies than these passing frames, objects too fine for our material grasp, acts vibrant with a superhuman light, and movements pushed by a superconscient force, and joys that never flowed through mortal limbs, and lovelier scenes than Earth's and happier lives. A consciousness of beauty and of bliss, a knowledge which became what it perceived, replaced the separated sense and heart, and drew all nature into its embrace. The mind leaned out to meet the hidden worlds. Air glowed and teemed with marvelous shapes and hues. In the nostrils quivered celestial fragrances. On the tongue lingered the honey of paradise. A channel of universal harmony. Hearing was a stream of magic audience, a bed for occult sounds Earth cannot hear. Out of a covert tract of slumber self, the voice came of a truth submerged, unknown, that flows beneath the cosmic surfaces. Only mid an omniscient silence heard, held by intuitive heart and secret sense. It caught the burden of secrecies sealed and dumb. It voiced the unfulfilled demand of earth, and the song of promise of unrealized heavens, and all that hides in an omnipotent sleep. In the unceasing drama carried by time, on its long listening flood that bears the world's insoluble doubt on a pilgrimage without goal, a laughter of sleepless pleasure foamed and spumed, and murmurings of desire that cannot die. A cry came of the world's delight to be, the grandeur and greatness of its will to live, recall of the soul's adventure into space, a traveler through the magic centuries and being's labor in matter's universe, its search for the mystic meaning of its birth and joy of high spiritual response, its throb of satisfaction and content in all the sweetness of the gifts of life, its large breath and pulse and thrill of hope and fear, its taste of pangs and tears and ecstasy, its rapture's poignant beat of a sudden bliss, the sob of its passion and unending pain, the murmur and whisper of the unheard sounds which crowd around our hearts, but find no window to enter, swelled into a canticle of all that suffers to be still unknown, and all that labors vainly to be born, and all the sweetness none will ever taste, and all the beauty that will never be.